Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
I just heard the news. BitConnect, BCC, I guess, took a dump today.
Everything took a dump today. That was what we were going to open up the show with, was the fact that Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, I could go down the list and it would be hard to find a single cryptocurrency that didn't lose 20, 30, 40% of its value in the last 12 hours.
No, this specifically, though, the people involved, I guess, are it's done. It's crashing and burning. This coin specifically.
You're saying they're abandoning the BitConnect coin, that one particular cryptocurrency is going out of business?
I'd say it's late breaking news, very early, but there's something going on specifically with BCC BitConnect.
That sounds suspicious because the coin that you're talking about, and for listeners that aren't aware in the world of cryptocurrency, which Bitcoin was sort of the grandfather of all these things, there are over 1,400, I believe, cryptocurrencies out there right now. And of course, there's a top 100 that are more important to some extent than the rest of them. And BitConnect was in there. And in fact, it had a huge boost over the summertime because this summer, on August 1st, there was the very first ever Bitcoin fork, where Bitcoin, this big, amazingly successful cryptocurrency, split into two cryptocurrencies. So it sort of copied itself.
I got a story here from Bloomberg Technology. It says BitConnect closes exchanges as states warn of unregulated sales. So it's closing the company cryptocurrency exchange and lending operation after receiving two cease and desist letters from state authorities.
So they were lending.
For the unauthorized sale of securities and suffering from denial of services attacks. The Texas State Security Board and North Carolina Secretary of State Securities Division warned that the firm isn't registered to sell securities in those states. The company said on its website Tuesday, BitConnect offered to let people receive interest on their digital coin balance by lending or investing their capital. BitConnect's token, BCC, was among the world's top 20 most successful tokens until its price plunged 65% since January 3rd as the states announced the action. Launched a year ago, the coin still has a market cap of almost $1 billion.
They say here on their official website at bitconnect.co that they are going to continue pushing the coin.
They will continue to operate a wallet and a news site. As states become more active in joining federal authorities and going after businesses related to Bitcoin and other digital currencies that they allege try to avoid proper registrations, we're going to see more of this in the future.
Oh, that's sad. John McAfee saying on the official McAfee Twitter, according to CC66 in the Discord, everyone relax. The crypto dip was caused by Mike Bell of JP Morgan claiming governments could ban cryptocurrencies. Well, how? This is the same company that called BTC, Bitcoin, a fraud. It's a bank, for F's sake. They are rightfully terrified of what we're doing, but it can't be stopped.
I'm kind of inclined to believe the other explanation that was given today.
That's not the reason why. It has nothing to do with what some expert at a bank said or some guy.
I really believe, because we saw the same thing at Christmas.
He's just getting nervous.
McAfee or the bank guy?
No, McAfee.
What about?
Because, I mean, if Bitcoin doesn't go up anytime soon, he's going to have to perform an act on national television.
Right.
That's right.
He's got $40,000 to go here. $40,000 of value, over the next
He said he would eat a spotted dick or something like that on national television.
You can get that in a can at Hannaford's now.
If Bitcoin didn't get to $1 million by 2020.
We had a big day out here in California yesterday.
What happened?
And I don't know. Have you guys seen the front page of Judge? Bottom of the third column?
No, I haven't.
New California declared independence from old California.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Tell me more about that. What is New California?
Well, New California is currently 22 counties, and these counties have joined the Council of County Representatives, and with local people electing their representatives to the council, and the council is the similar to the Continental Congress, and we're in the process of forming a new system of governance here in California.
Now, are these Californian state reps from the California State House that made this decision, or are these people who are part of a completely different political organization known as New California?
Completely different political organization known as New California.
How many how many people were involved in this declaration?
Oh, the actual room with the declaration did not have that many in it, but there's several thousand people involved with our movement.
What is the motivation here? I mean, in the declaration that you guys have yet to, you said you haven't yet posted it online, and you said the website was it newcalifornia.com, Tom?
NewCaliforniaState.com.
New California State. Okay, that was what I was missing. NewCaliforniaState.com, which is apparently down right now, at least if I am not mistyping the site. So maybe
it might be saturated. Let me try.
Oh,
here
okay.
Too.
Here the problem was I didn't put the W's in. Some websites have bad setup behind the scenes. So you might want to get your webmaster to fix that, because not everybody uses the W's these days.
It doesn't need the W's. It might be running slow because it's getting so many hits.
I see. Yeah, in fact, you're right. It doesn't. Okay.
Yeah, if you go to that state, there's an updated map there, and the counties in red are now part of the council and have committees functioning in them.
You've got a press release that you guys sent out. It says here that you're in a new state in development, exercising its constitutional right to form from the state of California. The process to form New California is authorized and codified in Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. After years of overtaxation, regulation, and monoparty politics, the state of California and many of its 58 counties have become ungovernable. You guys have declared independence, but what's next? I mean, what do you have to do to get through this?
All right, well, there's a bunch of things going on that would trigger the actual formation of a state. The most likely scenario, we believe CalExit is got legs, and they'll probably collect enough signatures to get on the ballot.
CalExit is more of a kind of a left-leaning secessionist movement out there. And I want to point out, I support all secessionist movements. I don't care if they're socialist or conservative or whatever their motivation is. I think that we need to have more choices.
Yes, I'm a libertarian myself. Mm-hmm. So
good.
There's a large swath of libertarians through our organization. Mm. So CalExit wants to fully secede from the United States. We would like to be an additional star on the flag.
I see. So you want to be another state while CalExit is looking to leave the United States. I personally would want to leave the United States. I don't see any reason to stay in that particular political organization. They just seem like a bunch of evil people, and I wouldn't want to be affiliated with them. But regardless, I still like the idea of any level of secession is a good idea. And I guess you guys think it's probably more likely to succeed if you don't try to leave the Union?
Yes. Yes. I have a feeling that, there's sort of like tanks and missiles and things that would be aligned against us if we tried to leave.
Yes. Yeah, the old fearmonger tactic of they're going to bomb us.
It's the same thing over and over again. And
what
to
do you
me,
mean?
They're like, he's like, well, what we want to do is we want to get freedom by setting up a new state.
Hmm.
Whatever. As soon as he was like, so what we're going to do is like, we just don't like the liberals, so we're going to make the liberals have their own state and we're going to have our right-wing utopia.
Well, I mean, how do you have secession? I mean, you can do individual secession, right? That's a cool thing. That's what we did with the Shire Society Declaration at ShireSociety.com, which Ron Paul signed late 2017. And that is a personal declaration of secession from the idea of the state. And I think that's important for somebody's mindset. But unfortunately, that's not going to stop the state from continuing to think you owe them.
They're not saying that they're doing that, though.
No, they're not individually seceding. They're creating a state, as you're talking about.
They're saying,
but
you know what
I'm saying is,
they're looking for the federal government of the United States acceptance. They're openly saying,
sure, yeah,
we are courting the acceptance of our slaveholders.
It's actually right here in their declaration. They call it the affirmation of allegiance to the United States of America.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Good. Next.
Well, I mean, it's not for me, right? Like, I'm not interested in joining their secession movement, but But at the same time, Will, I mean, would you also be so critical of, let's say, the state of New Hampshire trying to secede from the United States? Because that still involves the idea of the state, right? It's still this terrible artifice, this old, decrepit idea of violence, the state that's trying to leave another state. So there's two parts. There's the affirmation of allegiance to the United States that comes first, and then the Declaration of Independence. So here's the first part. With faith, diligence, and our sacred honor, we do hereby declare our unity with natural law and the United States of America's Constitution. We stand firm in our pledge to maintain and support the freedoms of the people of our nation and New California at all times, at home and abroad. With God as our witness, honoring the foundational principles, we take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, to stand together as free citizens of New California, to be a sovereign state of that nation which we hold dear, the United States of America. Now, that's awfully different than what Tom there said, which was basically, we're afraid of being bombed. Going on, it says, one more paragraph here, as we seek to remain a member of our union in order to form a more perfect union, we resolve to create the free, sovereign, and independent state of New California due to the past and current government of California having failed in their oath of office, obligations, and responsibilities as representatives of we the people to provide a republican form of government as guaranteed by Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. So that's their, basically their oath of allegiance or their affirmation.
Here you got Ricky from the Commonwealth wanting to do it the right way. I'm running for office. The best way to do it is from the inside, and I'm doing my share with the legislature.
Why is that the best way to do it? I mean, that if you run for office, that's not going to secede from the state of Pennsylvania.
No, no, here's the thing. First of all, I listened to that caller there, and you know, you kind of got it pegged, right? If you read the Constitution, one of the things that's actually, and I'm going to have a lot of problems with this. Now, I think the Constitution is a piece of garbage. So the best thing is to blow it away. He thinks it's pretty good. Of course, he's a libertarian that's a damn statist.
So you know? Wait a minute. What are you saying? Are you saying that you support seceding from the United States or support the non-populous areas of Pennsylvania seceding from Pennsylvania?
No. There's only one way to be successful. And the reason why, if you read the Constitution, one of the things that is forbidden is if you already have a ratified state, in the case of California, and this is really interesting because our government did it with West Virginia, but you cannot actually secede another territory from a territory that already was already ratified as a state.
I think almost everybody on this program is not interested in being part of the United States government. I mean, why would anybody want to continue with that particular relationship?
I mean, unless it's being a part of the United States government.
I don't get it.
I mean, sure. Give me the money.
Oh, you want to work for them?
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just give me all the cash. I'll take it.
I hear the post
away.
Office is hiring.
Oh, yeah, they, yeah.
Conan's working there now, by the way.
For me, man, I mean, if you're just going from like one set of state slave masters to another set of state slave masters, it's not changing anything. I mean, you know, just move to Texas, then. I mean, seriously. I mean, it's that big.
A lot of Californians are moving to Texas.
Then do that. If that's what you want. I mean, because that's what it sounds like to me, is it's not, they don't want freedom. They want right-wing government. And if you want right-wing government, just move to another state. There's plenty of right-wing government all over the U.S.
Sure
move
enough.
To Tennessee.
There's Utah right there.
You can move to Tennessee. They'll be happy to give you a 7-cent gas tax that they can give to the governor's gas company that the governor owns. Republican governors, at the request of Republican representatives, will pull open carry bills and like all the stuff you see left-wing governors and Democrat senators doing in your state. You get to move to a Republican state and watch Republicans
do
the same exact thing.
I think that there's a great quote out there that says laws are like sausages and you don't ever want to have to see them being made. But I think it's also appropriate to say that laws are also like sausages, don't try and shove them down other people's throats.
Exactly. So here's the rest of their...
At least not without consent.
Their declaration of independence here. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, that they should declare the causes which cause them to separate. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such design that is most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
So they copy-pasted two-thirds of the Declaration of Independence. And
I mean, it was a pretty good declaration.
Sounds
you
like
know?
The Constitution Party to me.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy. So I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
If you steal property from someone else, you cede the right to, in my opinion, you cede the right up to the amount that that property is, you know, like if I steal, and it's not the same as if I steal, like, if I steal $100 from you, mm-hmm. or if I steal your tractor that you use to farm your land that feeds your family. Like, those two thefts are different. So I'm going to see, like, I see them as, like, they should be taken differently in a court, because the effect is greater for one theft than it is for the other. So, right. Like, I think everything should be in equity for what actual harm is done.
Absolutely.
What actual violation
a person
of rights is done.
Should have be restituted for their loss of the whatever the thing was, if it was a thing, and on top of that, whatever inconvenience that they suffered as a result of losing access to, you know, said thing. Going on here with their final couple sentences in the Declaration of Independence for New California, quote, "We the people of the counties of New California solemnly publish and declare these counties are and of right ought to be a free and independent state," which of course you can't really have that. That's like an oxymoron, right? A free state, which of course why a lot of people have laughed at the Free State Project over time, because it just doesn't make sense. How can you have a free state?
Would it be fair to say that you might be skeptical of the idea of secession?
I'm not skeptical of the idea of secession so much as I am skeptical of people who say that they want to replace one violent monopoly on force with another one. See, I come from an area that during the Civil War, we decided we didn't want to be involved in either side. So the eastern portion, you know, the Eastern Mountain Range in Tennessee decided that they just weren't interested in sending their children to die for something that they didn't care about either way. They just wanted to be free and left alone. And the response of the Confederacy was to march an army in and place that entire area under forced military occupation and treat it the same exact way that the Union did when they came through 3 years later and placed it under military occupation. The Confederates and the Union both treated my ancestors with the same disdain because they both had the same desire to maintain the control of a monopoly of the right to use violence against the rest of the populace. That was what they were after. Neither side was in pursuit of freedom or liberty, no matter how much they liked to gaslight that's what they were in search of.
They want to have the full power to establish and maintain law and order, to promote general prosperity, and to do all other acts and things which an independent New California state may rightfully do. We therefore, the representatives of the counties of New California, appeal to the California legislature and the federal Congress to pass resolutions to create the state of New California. And that's where you go wrong. I mean, again, beyond all the things that you pointed out, Will, they're appealing. That means they're begging. So This proud new state, this new movement, now they are on their knees, kissing the ground, kissing the boot.
I got a collar for you.
A collar? Oh, like to wear. Not a collar on the radio.
I got a collar for you, a leash.
Some spikes on that collar.
We demand longer leashes.
And finally, for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
I demand no choke collars, only leather collars. Choke collars poke.
The county line between L.A. County and Orange County, and the two personalities, Orange County and L.A. County, you might as well be two different states. In Orange County, all the richest people live there. They get what they want. If you try to move in, you can't afford to move there. If you try to work there, they bully you around. In L.A. County, I mean, everybody is struggling. We drive older cars. We live in old apartments. A lot of them had their homes repossessed when we had that phony recession. That was just a land grab. But it might as well already be two different states. I don't know what he's going to accomplish by trying to go through all the expense and what all, you know, to make it legal.
Yeah, so you said Orange County.
What it'll do is it'll give the party that he likes the majority control of government.
How do you leave when for generations you and your relatives have all been born, they died here?
I don't know.
How
you just pack your bags and leave.
I did.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
I did. My family has been in Eastern Tennessee since about 1810. We started out in Cades Cove, which is now a national park. We were kicked out of the national park by the first Roosevelt. He came in there and stole our land. We moved down into the valley, and then we were kicked out of our land again by the second Roosevelt, who stole our farm and flooded it for the TVA land. And then we all moved into town, and we've all lived and evolved in Eastern Tennessee for generations and generations. And you can find at least six generations of my ancestors buried within 5 miles of where I grew up.
Well, how could you have left that? How could you have just left that?
I had opportunities.
That's the point I was trying to make, though. You were born there, raised there. Are you there now?
No, I live 1,000 miles north of there.
That was
now
his point. He was telling you that you'd asked, how can you leave after generations? You just leave.
You've got these poor, like the Gulfport in Florida. It's a small community just south of St. Petersburg. I had some friends. I used to work as a DJ in a gay club that was about 4 miles from there. And I had a lot of friends. They started buying property in this neighborhood. And what happened was the low-income black families that lived there were pushed out because the property values went up and they could no longer afford to pay their property taxes. So they were forced to sell their houses and move into, like, basically ghettos, like these low-income HUD houses.
Whereas if you didn't have the property tax, they could have just stayed there.
They could have just stayed in their houses and lived in a nicer neighborhood, right, you know, instead of, you know, the rundown neighborhood they were living in before. And their house would have been worth more money.
Exactly.
But
so if somebody
having a more valuable house ended up being a liability to
these
people.
Whereas if there were no property taxes, they could sit there in their house as long as they wanted. And then maybe one of these rich people who doesn't want to see the rundown shanty or whatever in their neighborhood will come down and
what it's worth.
Right, come over and make them a sweet offer to say, hey, look, you know, we just don't like the way it doesn't match the neighborhood here. We're going to give you a bunch of money. You guys can go buy a house wherever you want to buy it, just
for
not
real
here.
Or they could just stay there and keep their house and it be in a much nicer neighborhood.
They sure could. That's the way it should be.
Take out a mortgage against the equity of the value of this. Like they own, most of them owned these houses. These were houses that had been in the family for a couple of generations since the 40s.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to get any kind of significant wins against the legal structure. I mean, these people are entrenched and they are in charge. And they will just simply overrule you. Like there was the attorneys at the Supreme Court in New Hampshire in the Rich Paul case where he had appealed, and it was about jury nullification and the jury nullification law here. The Supreme Court of New Hampshire basically said, yeah, that jury nullification law, that's not a jury nullification law. And if you ever do try to write a jury nullification law that actually does specify jury nullification, which is your right as a juror to vote based on your conscience rather than the facts in the case, If you legislator types actually pass a jury nullification law, we will rule it as unconstitutional. So
how?
Because
how?
They
can't. I just
they would have a better chance if they passed a constitutional amendment to the Constitution to enshrine jury nullification. That would be the best approach in that case, because then would the New Hampshire Supreme Court be able to overturn an amendment to the Constitution? I think that might exceed their authority, but they might try it anyway because they hate jury nullification.
Well, yeah, because it keeps them from being able to throw people in cages as often.
Right. We want the average guy out there who's hearing about Bitcoin on the radio so much to get involved in stuff that he can get in on the ground level still. You know, Bitcoin's $15,000, $12,000, $11,000. I want people that to be able to get into these new coins so you can own 50 coins and you can watch your money grow. And we want you to do so badly that we've gone out and got sponsors. And instead of taking sponsor money and just passing it around among all of the hosts, we take all of our sponsor money and we put almost every bit of it toward buying coins so that we can give those coins away so that you'll get into altcoins, get an altcoin wallet, and get plugged into the new crypto economy.
So we were talking about cryptocurrency here, and you guys do a lot of crypto talk over on Call to Freedom, even more, I would say, than here on Free Talk Live, because 1 out of your 3 hours is devoted every day to crypto talks, the crypto hour. It's the middle hour of the show, the 5 p.m. Eastern one, so don't miss that if you're into cryptocurrency. It was an interesting interview today with Jeremy from Library, where you learned a secret that I hadn't known about Library, and that is they have the intention of doing live streaming over this decentralized, blockchain-based media distribution network, and that's very interesting.
I cannot wait for the first live drive home cryptocurrency radio show to also be the first radio show broadcast live on the blockchain.
That would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
So there's news in the world. There's always news in the world of cryptocurrency, but in the world of Bitcoin, which is the one that everybody pays attention to, if you're looking at cryptocurrencies, you know, Bitcoin's the oldest. It's the one that's been around. It's the creator, basically, of all the other ones to some extent. And Bitcoin has now suffered another major loss. Another big company has dropped support for Bitcoin, and companies don't get much bigger than Microsoft. I've been thinking about going around to the local businesses here in Keene, the ones that take cryptocurrency, and saying, you really ought to consider disabling Bitcoin acceptance, you know, because you got to do it for your customers' own good. Yeah. I mean, I don't like the way that sounds, but it's the truth.
I don't really care. For me, it's all about let the best coin win and let's get rid of these ridiculous fees. Like, I don't like Dash. I don't hate Dash. I don't like Monero. I don't hate Monero. I don't really like or hate any of these coins. Some of them, the philosophy, like Zencash or Vertcoin, you know, like they're about decentralization. So I love them because of philosophy. But as far as the rest of these coins out here, as far as I'm concerned, a coin is a coin is a coin. Let them slaughter each other like the tech bubble, and let the Amazon and the Google among them rise to the top and let the rest of it all turn to dust.
Well, actually, there is an update to the story. According to Cointelegraph, Microsoft has actually restored Bitcoin as a payment option. Quote, after working with our provider to ensure lower Bitcoin amounts would be redeemable by customers, unquote. So I'm not sure what that means. It does say here in the original piece that customers were still able, so after Microsoft did suspend Bitcoin, they were still able to use Bitcoin to add money to their Microsoft account. Accounts can be used to purchase games, movies, and apps, but these funds are not usable in the Microsoft store, or they weren't. Now apparently they are again.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.